Ladies and gentlemen, it is official. Scott Linehan is no longer the offensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. This is great news. Cowboys fans all over the world need to celebrate or at the very least just be happy that this happened. So let's get started today. So Scott Linehan is gone, and this is great news. Cowboys fans everywhere were tired of his play calling, his predictable play calling in situations like third and long, all those damn screen passes. I swear they were starting to creep up in my nightmares. It was ridiculous, but now he's gone. So now it's good news, and I'm excited about it, but I'm also a little bit worried because who are they going to bring in? That's the very first thing now that it happened that I think of. Who are they going to bring in to replace him? Who are they going to bring in that's going to be good enough and that can hopefully work with Dak a little bit better? Or, you know, I don't see who they can bring in. I read a report saying that They were suggesting a couple different people, like Todd Haley and Hugh Jackson and some coach from Michigan and a couple other coaches that had been understudies to Andy Reid at one point. And I'll be honest, I don't know enough about any of those guys to give a good opinion. Hugh Jackson apparently used to be a very good offensive coordinator. When he used to do that, obviously he wasn't a very good coach because I think he only won 3 games in his career as a head coach. So I'm not really sure who they're gonna bring in. They may look to promote somebody from within. I know Blogging the Boys was talking about possibly promoting Sanjay Lal. I'm not really sure if that's how you pronounce his name, but that's the guy that they were saying. Or even the running backs coach who has done a very good job with running backs that we've had in the past, like DeMarco Murray and McFadden. And Elliott was always a very good running back, so I'm not really sure if that's some of his credit. Maybe it is some of his credit, what he's doing now as far as being more patient and stuff. I don't know, but those are the guys that we're talking about. And I don't know any of them enough to promote them or not. You know what I mean? So let's just hope that the Cowboys organization make a very good decision. Why not let Jason Garrett do it for this next year? He used to be the offensive coordinator. And I think that the consensus at the time when he was doing it was that he was doing a pretty good job at it. So why not let him die on his sword, I guess you could say, because I'm not a very big fan of Jason Garrett. And why not let him try his hand at being offensive coordinator again, or at least calling the offensive play calls again, and see what happens. You know, this way. Or I mean, I'd prefer to get somebody else because I want to see what Dak can do with somebody else. I want to see what Dak is really capable of. I'm not sure that we've gotten the best. I'm not sure that Scott Linehan was able to get the best out of Dak Prescott because of his play calling. So I definitely want somebody new in there so that they can give a different perspective, because that's always a good thing to have. Whenever somebody new comes in into an organization, they can always give you a fresh perspective and different ideas. And, you know, maybe who knows, maybe Dak turns into the quarterback that we all want him to turn into, which is basically an all-around quarterback who can throw great from the pocket and not have, you know, his high throws or his overthrows and just missing wide open receivers. I know that every quarterback does that, but Dak, for some reason, seems to do it a lot, and it just kind of sticks out. At least to me, whenever I watch him play, those things are very obvious that he has issues there. So I want to see what somebody new can bring to the table and what somebody new can make him do. So this is very exciting. I'm very excited I'm anxious and I'm worried. I'm hoping that they make the right decision. I think they will. I think they'll make the right decision. Over the past few years, the Cowboys have been very good at drafting players. And if you look at the roster, most of the people that we have are draft picks. And they all turned out to be very, very good. Even we've even had some sixth-rounders that have produced more than any sixth-rounder typically does. You know, like Anthony Brown, who I don't consider him to be a great cornerback, but he's a decent cornerback. At times he plays very good. Other times I don't know what happens to him, but yeah. So let's just see what happens. You know, I'm very excited, and I can't wait to see what they try and do. In other news, they also extended other coaches. They extended Mark Colombo and they extended Leon Lett. And I know that they let go of the assistant special teams coach. I'll be honest, I don't really know his name, but I know that they let him go. So there is a couple, there's at least two changes for now. And the one with Scott Linehan, that's the huge one. That's the one that we should all be excited about and ready to go for next season. And I'm calling this our very first victory for the new season. Getting rid of Scott Linehan is our very first victory. And hopefully, when they hire the next offensive coordinator, they hire someone that's just that everybody approves of as far as the fan base, and that it works out ultimately, because things like this, you know, you always see the shortcomings of what you have, but you don't ever see, because there's no way of seeing the shortcomings of the person who's going to be replacing the last person, you know? So hopefully it works out. Hopefully it's, I mean, can we do any worse than Scott Linehan? Is there any worse offensive coordinators out there? I mean, I don't know. There could be. We definitely don't know that. At least I don't know that, because I don't watch a lot of other games besides the Cowboys. So typically for me, when the Cowboys are done and they don't go to the playoffs, I don't follow football that much, because I mean, I still watch the Super Bowl and I guess I follow the scores, but I don't follow it as much as I do when the Cowboys are either in contention or still or in the playoffs, or you know, because I'm a big huge Cowboys fan. I'm not an NFL fan, if that makes sense. In any case, whoever comes in is going to have a really good team to work with. You know, we're going to have Ezekiel Elliott. We're going to have a good offensive line. Hopefully, Frederick can return. It's looking more and more like he's going to be able to play next season. I know I saw a report that he was able to be a full participant in OTAs. So, you know, if he comes back, that's a huge plus. I know Joe Looney did a good job, did a great job, but he did a very, very good job. Great job. But he's not Frederick. Frederick is just on a whole different level. And Looney is more than a suitable backup. I feel like somebody's going to try and take him away from us at some point, but, you know, you can't really do much about that unless you make him play left guard, which I'm not sure if he's ever played there, but if he could, that'd be super awesome, because then we'd have Smith, Looney, Frederick, Martin, and Collins. That would be just an amazing line. Not sure if maybe they can work on it this offseason. I don't know. Just throwing thoughts out there, seeing what people feel. But so I think Scott Linehan is going to have a very, very good team to work with. Like I said, Frederick is probably going to come back. Amari Cooper is going to still be there. Our tight ends were coming up pretty good towards the end of the season, especially Blake Jarwin. I like Schultz. I like how he blocks a little bit more than Jarwin. Jarwin's more of a catcher, more of a big play type of guy, because he's just big and he looks like he can just catch whatever comes close to him, at least high balls. He's very good at catching those. And yeah, I mean, Dak Prescott, he's not a bad quarterback. In my head, he's still a middle of the pack quarterback, but that's with Scott Linehan. So now let's see what another guy can do. Now, is this guy that comes in gonna change the whole entire feel for the Cowboys in the first year? Is he gonna change the entire thing? Probably not. You know, he's probably gonna need at least 2 years to be able to show exactly what he can do, because every coordinator's playbook is gonna be different. So once the offense learns the new offensive coordinator's offense, the playbook, then that's when we're gonna be able to see all the differences. But will we be able to see a difference in the first year? Yes. Is it gonna be as impactful as the second season? No, more than likely no. So, but regardless, I mean, this is good news. This is good news. And it goes without saying, but priority number one for this new offensive coordinator is developing Dak more. You know, like I said, we all see the things that he's bad at, but I'm sure that we all see the things that he's good at, like being clutch. And, you know, he just makes the plays. So let's see what this new guy can do, whoever that may be, and hopefully they're successful. Let's take a break for a little bit. So we are no longer Scott's Tots. I had to throw that out there. I don't know how many of you watch The Office, but that's a reference to The Office where Michael has Scott's Tots, where he promises them that they're going to, that if they graduate high school, he's going to pay for their college tuition, and then the time comes and he doesn't have the money, and anyway, it's a whole thing, but it's really funny. So yeah, we are no longer Scott's Tots. That's awesome. So looking ahead into this playoff weekend, I was under the impression that the Patriots and the Chiefs were going to be playing at Foxborough. I'm not sure why I had that impression. I guess it's just because it happens almost every single year. I thought it was going to be the same, but it's not. It's at the Chiefs, which is kind of surprising, honestly, but that's where it's going to be. And then the other side is the Rams at New Orleans, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty positive. The other one's at Rams at New Orleans. For my prediction, I can't go against the Patriots. It's very hard for me to do that. I know that they're not the defense that they once was, or, you know, and that Patrick Mahomes is a very good quarterback who likes to throw the ball downfield, has a very strong arm, and trusts his arm a lot, sometimes even to a fault. And the Kansas City Chiefs are exciting to watch. You know, they have Tyreek Hill, who is like a video game character. He just runs around wherever the hell he wants and just seems to be way faster than everybody. It's funny because he's really small, but he's just so damn quick and fast. So, I mean, the Chiefs are an exciting team to watch on offense, but they're not anything great on defense themselves. And when it comes to defense, I'm gonna trust Bill Belichick more than Andy Reid. Andy Reid is a regular season coach, and because the Super Bowl that he has, he's won it as an assistant. He's never won a Super Bowl as a coach. He got to the Super Bowl with the Eagles that one year, and then they lost it. So, I don't know, man. I don't trust Andy Reid to win a Super Bowl until he does it, and he hasn't yet. So, man, cars are loud here. But yeah, I'm not gonna trust him. I can't go against Brady and Belichick. I just can't. Even if they're playing in Kansas City, it's hard. It's very hard. I was gonna say it goes against everything I believe, but that's just not true. It goes against the last couple of years, and I mean, the Patriots are a dynasty for a reason, you know, and the two guys that turned it into a dynasty, they're still there. So regardless of how old Brady is, even he and he's slower than, I mean, molasses. He's so slow when he runs. He looks like he's going to break a knee. But against them. They're just too good. So I'm going to choose the Patriots to win over the Chiefs. I feel like it's going to be a high-scoring game, just like their first meetup this the regular season. But I don't think it's going to be in the 40s again. I think it was in the 40s last time. I feel like it's going to be closer to like 32-30, something like that. And then the Rams and the Saints. Coming from a Cowboys fan who just lost to the Rams, I wouldn't mind that the Rams beat the Saints. I don't think it's going to happen. I think the Saints have a way better team than the Rams are, especially because they're playing in New Orleans. I wouldn't mind if the Rams won, though. Jared Goff seems like a decent person and a good quarterback. So, and I'm not saying that Drew Brees isn't. Drew Brees is Drew Brees. You know, he's a future Hall of Famer for sure. But I guess I'd like it if the Rams won. You know, when I was watching the Dallas Cowboys game, I just remembered they were trying to compare the LA Rams to the St. Louis Rams, you know, the greatest show on turf. I was thinking to myself, what the hell are they doing? They're not even close. They're not the same team. The greatest show on turf was the greatest show on turf with Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt and Kurt Warner and then the running back I'm spacing the name on right now for some reason, Marshall Faulk. There we go. That was a great team. The Rams are a good team. They're not a great team. So I was kind of outraged when they were comparing them when the Rams were playing the Cowboys. Anyway, that's in the past. What I was saying is I don't think the Saints are going to lose this game because they're just the more complete team. And I know that the Rams paid a bunch to have a very good defense this year, but they don't look that good to me. When I was watching them against the Cowboys, where was Aaron Donald? He had a couple of tackles and not really. And Dominic Sue seemed to be all over the damn place. And I don't know where the hell that came from because I hadn't heard his name in a while. And then I don't know their linebackers that well. Fowler, I think, was in there, and he's okay. And I don't know. Aqib Talib, he's a good cornerback. It's just I don't know that they mesh well together. But I just feel like I trust the Saints defense more, and I trust the Saints offense a hell of a lot more than I trust the LA Rams offense. And it's just because of Drew Brees. That man, he's just a very good quarterback. And he's going to continue to be a good quarterback for a couple of years. It doesn't look like he's slowing down at all. If anything, it looks like Brady is a little bit slower than Brees, honestly. But that's my opinion. So I think the Saints are going to win, especially it's in the Superdome. It's hard to go against the Saints. If it's the Patriots and the Saints, I'm not really looking forward to that. To that Super Bowl as much as I would be Rams Chiefs. That seems like a more intriguing Super Bowl to me, or at least funner to watch. Although the Patriots always produce a fun Super Bowl, honestly. At least the last couple ones that I've seen against, you know, the one against the Eagles, the one against the Falcons, the one against the Seattle Seahawks. God damn it, the Patriots go to too many damn Super Bowls right now. But yeah, I'm gonna pick the Saints. Let's say I don't see that being such a high-scoring game. It's going to be high-scoring, but not as much as the Chiefs. Well, actually, the Chiefs and the Patriots are going to play in the snow. And it's going to be freezing. I'm going to change my score. It's going to be the Chiefs and Patriots is going to be 20-14. And the Rams and the Saints is going to be 32-30. There we go. That's what it's going to be. And this time, I don't care if I'm right. Because guess what? The Cowboys aren't playing. So who cares? Right? Right? Right, guys? Hey, whatever. If you don't agree with me, that's fine. Those are my thoughts for today. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, send them to me to thedrivecowboysaddict@gmail.com. If you have any comments at all about what I said today, anything regarding Scott Linehan, whatever, send them to me, because I'd love to hear what everybody else thinks. And make sure you follow me on Twitter at Dallas_addict. You'll get notifications for any new episodes that come up. And make sure you subscribe. I gained another subscriber yesterday, which is awesome. One more, you know, we have a total of 8. We're 8 strong, guys. That's awesome. So see you next time.